You messed up, Khan. You messed up again, Khan. Producer Khan. Producer Khan. You messed up.
We'll call you out.
Sound like Michonne's baby.
Stupid as hell, which is what I want to talk about. Go ahead and introduce the shit first.
Your mic's still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Is the mic still on? Walking Dead recap, episode 7, right? Stradivarius. Yeah, Stradivarius. We got more badass Michonne. We found out some things about Maggie.
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah. We found out a thing about Maggie.
Yeah, that's true.
More Daryl. So
since I wasn't here last time, can we talk about
sure. So yeah, man. What are your thoughts on the new, the new Walking Dead without Rick?
Well, before that, we brought Naturally Nay back.
Hi. It's okay, Kim. I understand. I'm like part of the family. It's all good.
Yeah, it would have been in the title.
Did you put it in the last in that one title?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What's the question again?
Naturally Nays here. No, just what did you guys think about this new direction they're going in?
Gotcha.
6 years later, no Rick. Mm. You know.
Gotcha. Ladies first. Go ahead.
Ladies first. I enjoyed it. I thought that it was just enough of him there.
Of
Rick. Like the feeling of him. Oh. Like not that he was physically there, just enough of his memory and people still acting in his memory for me to not, but yet still different enough. Like seeing how different Michonne was and how it's obvious that something has gone on since over the course of the last 6 years that has everybody kind of on guard and on edge. I liked seeing Michonne back to that dark kind of badass Michonne. That's why I liked that character to begin with. I didn't like happy and love Michonne. I like depressed Michonne a lot better. What else?
Did y'all talk about the mark that was on her back?
We did.
Okay, I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we didn't know what it was, the X.
Yeah, which... Well, we'll talk mm-hmm. about it when we get to this one, but yeah. So obviously something's happened. I like the fact that she still talks to Rick. I think that it shows that she's still emotionally distraught, and I like emotionally distraught Michonne. So I liked that baby Rick.
Baby
RJ,
Rick.
Yeah,
you like RJ.
I like the fact that there is an RJ.
Oh,
I don't know. I didn't hear anything wrong with his voice. I didn't go back.
It wasn't
back,
enough
though.
For me. Like that's what I was going to say.
Receipts.
You brought RJ receipts.
I brought RJ fucking receipts.
We got Rick receipts and Rick Jr. receipts. Okay, but no, I didn't. I think I was so like, oh my god, it's a baby. It's a little mulatto baby.
Because I totally forgot that. Oh snap. Well, not forgot, but they never showed that she actually was pregnant. So when they came, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. It is another child in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So I was more shocked by that than the actual voice thing that you're talking about. It didn't even register to me at first until you said it. I was like,
did you watch it again?
I hadn't watched it again. You know, I only watch it once. So you go ahead. You got a clip.
I'm hot right now.
Tell me I'm crazy. I'll even hit you one more time.
Play
ready?
One more time, please.
Are you ready?
I'm hot right now.
I'm about to say something so fast. You called him a zombie baby last
time. He sounds like it, doesn't he?
Bob, how great that.
When that baby came out, I swear to God, I was by myself and I laughed so hard that my cat jumped. Because I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid?
I was more shocked that it was a kid.
Yeah, we were too into it.
I was too into that part.
Baby Rick.
And I was just like, and when you said it, I was like, oh yeah, I think I do remember it sounding weird,
yeah,
or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't that focused on it.
Shit, you know what I meant to do? Hold on, real quick. I just want you. I'm not gonna take a long time, but I just want you to look at her face when the baby fucking just hit play and look
Michonne
at her face.
Like,
Michonne's face
is what's
like,
wrong with you?
The fuck is wrong with this kid? Look at her face. See. So I'm not crazy.
That's what a mother would look like. The fuck wrong with you? Speak plain English, nigga.
Speak plain English, nigga. Oh, man.
Hold on. I was going to pass it today real fast.
I can't even understand what he's saying.
He said, Mama, I'm hungry now.
I'm hungry hit now. Play,
and just look at her face when that fucking kid.
Only Mike.
You see her face? She like,
what the fuck is going on?
So I'm wondering, y'all still think I'm crazy, and that's fine. That's fine. But I'm wondering if this is like, something like this is part of the story. I don't know if he's mentally challenged. Like maybe he's going to end up being crazy. Because you remember the comics.
Oh, man.
Remember the kid that bugged out and was and like chopped the heads off them other kids? Remember this is old. This is back when they were in the prison.
Yeah, I kind of wonder,
this isn't a spoiler because this is fucking old as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're finally going to bring, oh, I guess, no, they already did that, didn't they? With the two, they did.
Oh, yeah, the one who was like chopping up rabbits.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I forgot he was off as fuck.
Well, not as off as this fucking baby.
He just has a speech impediment. Don't do that.
I'm not
I mean, don't do that.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know, man. Just give him time.
To become a murderer.
That's nothing wrong with that.
Michelle's got to chop that motherfucker's head off with her sword.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think anything is wrong with that.
Stick a knife through his ear.
It is.
That's how they do it.
Yep. Y'all leave that baby alone.
Oh man. But no, yeah, I agree. I did like this episode.
The last episode.
Yeah, the last episode. I'm sorry. I didn't feel like it wasn't good without Rick. Yeah. And that was cool. Yep. It was like, oh snap. It felt good without Rick. Okay, cool. They might be able to pull this off. So,
did you like Judith? Yeah. Did you agree that her writing was a little weird?
Yes,
yeah, her writing was really.
And I was trying to figure out what it was too. I was like, why is it not connecting? And when you said that, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that I think that is why it's not connecting. They're writing as if she's older, but at the same time, I do understanding her having like what Ken was kind of saying that. She has to grow up fast.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. But it's
kid she is.
Yeah, but it's just not communicating well on television. I don't think it's communicating the way they intended it.
It came off like the acting to me too.
Yeah.
Or her voice or something. I don't know exactly what it is, but I think it's what Mike said.
I think it's the writing. It's just not connecting the way I think they're intending it to connect or whatnot. I think she needed to be a little bit older. Or I don't know. It's just a
mature voice. Like you might not necessarily be 9, but just have like a not so babyish voice.
Yeah.
And then saying what she's saying, it doesn't really fit. Yeah, yeah. I guess that makes sense too.
Oh, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Maybe something will come through later.
There you have it. So on to Stradivarius. So what did you guys think about this one? I mean, where you guys want to start?
Where do you start?
I didn't touch on this on the last one, but I do like this new group a little bit. I think that I liked some of getting to know a little bit more of their dynamics, like now that the chick is out of the hospital and kind of seeing how she kind of has like a leadership position over everybody, I really liked the whole exchange with the musician. So I just like getting to know the.
He's like their Eugene.
Yeah, he's annoying.
I can see that.
Yeah, he's very annoying.
Yeah, he's annoying.
No, yeah.
First, I like him.
First of all, I don't trust anybody in the zombie apocalypse that's chubby. That's the first issue.
I will agree with you there. I thought that the episode where they introduced Judith, I was like, they still got plump folks. I mean,
you
getting some exercise. What you eating?
What are you eating?
Eating them snakes like
something.
Yeah, eating them snakes.
I did like that. I like seeing Daryl. Yeah. You know, Daryl's my favorite, so it was good seeing him and seeing Carol and seeing that relationship. Mm-hmm. And fuck, I wish they would just get together already. They love each other.
I kind of like that they don't now.
I do too.
I didn't at first. I wanted them to get together, because it would have made too much sense because The Walking Dead force is bad relationships.
Yeah, it's good that there's a level of tension. It makes it makes for a good storyline. But
it doesn't appear sexual anymore.
It's not sexual, it's love. That's what I'm saying.
It's like little brother love, though.
I don't feel little brother love.
That's what I feel now.
I mean, I guess so, but maybe just because I want Daryl to get some ass so bad.
He's going to get some ass. Don't you worry about it.
Whose ass is he going to get?
Somebody else's ass.
Don't. You still on the gay thing?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, at this point, at this juncture in the game, after all these years, I don't care whose ass it is. I just want them to get something.
Get a little bit, a little bit of something. Yeah.
I do think that they kind of remember when he went over to the house for the spaghetti?
Remember I told y'all that? Yeah. The way he was eating them noodles?
No. Yeah. I
thought it was going to be a menagerie that night.
Menagerie.
That could have been like a little teaser slash test to see how it will play out. No. To just watch social media. I can see the responses, you know.
Probably. I can definitely see that.
Throw the feelers out there, see if they're biting.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. They were throwing the feelers out there to see if Daryl was going to bite. Daryl didn't bite.
These noodles, these white noodles. Yeah,
he
bit.
He was tearing the noodles.
Wait, he was eating spaghetti?
He was eating the fuck out some spaghetti. Now, with
you know,
meatballs.
Now, it's men cooking it, but you know the whole story. You're not supposed to eat women's spaghetti.
You're not supposed to eat women's spaghetti, bro.
You never heard that?
You're not supposed to eat the woman's spaghetti?
If a woman makes spaghetti for you, do not eat it.
Why?
Especially if they're from Louisiana. New Orleans.
You've never heard that?
No. What's in New Orleans?
So some voodoo shit. Like, you put a little bit of the menses in the spaghetti and it gets makes him in love with you. You've never heard this. That's your mother crazy. Never told you this. This is a real this is real shit.
No, maybe she did it to somebody. I don't know. But no.
Yeah.
You put what's like a menses?
Our blood.
All right. On the next episode of the Walking Dead podcast, we'll be back.
You've never heard this? Shame on your mother. You've never heard this.
Fucking serious.
Yes.
Women put their period blood in spaghetti.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
This really happens. This is like a wives' tale. This really happens.
Yeah, I'm not going nobody.
It depends on how backwoods. It happens, but it just depends on how backwoods and country you are.
It probably doesn't happen as much now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely like, thing going around. Like, you do not eat a woman's spaghetti, bro.
Yeah, so that's like a black wives' tale. Yep. Like, yeah, that's...
Yeah, man.
That would result in murder.
You wouldn't know.
Murder.
You wouldn't know.
If I fucking found out...
You wouldn't find out.
It would taste a little something weird.
This tastes real good. They put your foot in this.
It's a little basil rosemary thyme.
See, now it makes sense. That's how Carol and what's his name got together. Who else is a fucked up ass relationship? That's how Preacher probably and what's her name got together.
Yeah.
There's gotta be some kind of voodoo going on, because don't none of these fucking relationships make any goddamn sense.
That's crazy.
I want to throw up right now. That's
nasty. It's disgusting.
Not that first a woman's period is gross, but you putting it in my fucking food.
Like, nah, that ain't cool.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, that's sick.
So that's a whole new Red Wings, huh?
So let me think. So the episode opened with Rosita running. Mm-hmm. We know Eugene's in a barn.
Yes, we do.
And then it went to Michonne. Mm-hmm. Talking to the people,
riding around,
take them out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to. Then it went to Carol and Daryl.
Yeah, that was the main part of the episode. Yeah. It seemed like was Carol and Daryl hanging out.
Yeah,
and the dog.
Dog. And the boy.
With
dog. Come here, dog.
Yeah.
How do y'all like that?
I liked it.
Okay.
I don't know how the fuck a dog survived, but I like it.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I was saying, where the fuck that dog come from?
Because we have not seen biting feet off and shit.
Listen, yeah. Put it in a fire, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. The
cook
dog
that up
is
for me.
Better than Daryl.
Yeah. Because we haven't seen any dogs. Have we?
Not many, no.
I can't think of any.
Think so, but.
I haven't said zombie dogs. Was it like a dog getting eaten or something in the beginning?
No, I don't know. Maybe horses. In the beginning, there were horses,
Because I had this thing, like, I'm just waiting for a zombie animal.
Right. She just like, waiting. I'm like, no, it's not. That's not this type of
pretty
zombie.
Pretty sure we've seen either an eaten dog or something.
Yeah,
but
something.
Not one that's just a pet. We haven't seen a pet.
I'm glad
dog.
He has some companionship, though. I just want Daryl to be happy.
Daryl's still looking for Rick. What do y'all think about that? Like,
that was sad.
It was sad, but that's what he was supposed to do.
And what you got to remember, this is like going on six, seven years, bro.
Yeah.
That
was the part that got me. Is like, I
mean, he was still looking for his evil ass brother. Why wouldn't he continue to look for Rick?
No, it makes sense. This is Daryl on brand, like 100%. He was like, I haven't seen a body. And until I see a body, some Daryl type of body. I like the way he kind of talked around, like even the possibility that it could be a zombie. Mm-hmm. He was like, I haven't seen anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was like,
I didn't even pick up on that. I didn't think about the fact that Rick could be a zombie.
Yeah. Rick.
Yeah.
I forgot how he worded it, but it was something that I haven't seen a body of any kind or something like that. Yeah. Something along those lines. But that was sad. But I thought it was kind of cool, just kind of seeing how he's dealt with, you know, Rick, Rick's departure.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he hasn't adjusted, man. He hasn't adjusted at all. And, you know, he's still just out there just kind of moping and sad and depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants closure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
He just keeps losing
even
people.
Even if he had closure, I don't know if he'd come back. I mean, I think it just that one just might have been too much for him. Mm-hmm. Carol would have been the only one who could kind of bring him back, yeah. which is why I'm so happy. I just want him to be happy.
Which is kind of what he was saying with when you know, Carol was basically saying, yo, we need you to, you know, take Henry under your wing and he's idealistic. And
I love like, when he was like, nah, he gonna have to learn just like yep. we did. I was like, tell him again, he got a man up.
I don't know. He got it. He need to raise that young boy. That young boy.
Who needs to raise him?
Daryl. He has a daddy. His daddy is Ezekiel.
Not raise, but
fuck, you know, Ezekiel.
Yeah, but how? But I was like, that seemed a little odd to me. Like that.
She just want him back. She just wants him back in the fold. He been out in the wilderness.
She knows Ezekiel can't raise him the way he needs to be raised.
Right, and I think that's a little disrespectful, though.
No.
That's not really Ezekiel. It's not Ezekiel's child anymore.
Yeah, but he's taking him on as his son.
But she knows Ezekiel's a punk.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like that's disrespectful.
But see, the thing is, we gotta remember, Ezekiel doesn't know that Carol went to Daryl. Mm-mm. Ezekiel thinks that they left and went straight.
That's what I'm saying.
But I know, but she's not telling him intentionally.
I know. It is disrespectful. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's more about he's been out here for 6-7 years. We need to get him back in the fold, and I'm just going to use Henry as a
That's a way to look at it, too.
That's because she was way too happy when he was like, I'm coming. And she couldn't even hold it. She couldn't even hold the smile back. That's why they need to just go ahead and fuck. She couldn't even like contain the happiness because she's like, yes, he's coming back. So I think it's, and even Henry sees it. He's like, this ain't about me. She missed you. You are best friend.
Oh yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, he did, but
he don't know.
Henry, he's the badass. New Carl.
He is. He get on my nerves
already.
Stupid.
Yes. Already. And he thinks he's tougher than he actually is. He thinks he knows
which
how
is why Daryl is right. His ass has to learn just like the rest of us. So he gonna get killed.
I don't know. I think Daryl needs to give him some rules of survival.
Yep. Because that boy's going to die otherwise. Yeah. Because Ezekiel can't do shit.
I'm not saying that he doesn't. I mean, obviously, that's the smarter move to put him under Daryl's wing. I was just saying that, you know, in hindsight, it's like disrespectful to Ezekiel.
Well, she couldn't ask Ezekiel to leave the kingdom and go to the hilltop. So it makes sense. I don't think it's really that disrespectful because... Ezekiel,
that's disrespectful. If that's your son and you feel like you're not man enough to
raise him. No. That's a word taking from it. But Ezekiel has to stay at the kingdom. Mm-hmm. He wants to go to the hilltop to learn to be a blacksmith.
Oh,
so
that's
she just wants Daryl to keep an eye on him.
Oh, okay.
So
that
it's
makes
not
sense.
So much.
That
I mean, it is kind of still,
but it still is
kind of
like
bit.
You know, she could tell him like,
you
hey,
get that
I,
other
you know.
Nigga that you really in love with to come watch my baby. Come on now.
Lord.
Come on now.
Come on, kid. Come on now.
No, she don't tell.
Now, Ken, you always at the studio. You know what I'm saying. So I just needed somebody to take him to the best basketball game because you always busy.
Yeah, but that's different though.
How?
Because what we're saying is what's being said is that no, it's not. It's absence. It's Ezekiel's inability. To do it.
No, but then Mike brought in the fact that he wanted to. It is, but Mike brought in the fact that he's going to be a blacksmith and he can't lead the kingdom.
Right, but we're also saying that Ezekiel, the king, can't teach him the way he needs to be taught.
We're saying that too.
If that's what y'all are saying, then that's where the disrespect comes in. It's nothing wrong with getting a boy a babysitter because your daddy got to run this place over here. But if you're doing that because you know Ezekiel ain't really going to teach him the skills that he needs to survive because Ezekiel's a bit of a bitch, that's where the disrespect comes in.
See, yeah, I don't think it's that. I don't
think
it's that.
I think it's both.
I think she just simply wants him around and she's using Henry as a reason to get him back.
But he's not going to be around her though because Carol's going back to
It doesn't matter. This is my friend, and he's been out in the wilderness with a dog, warming up fires with zombie toes.
And eating snakes.
He needs to be around some people, and this is the way I'm going to get him back into civilization, because he's going to go too far left.
She should have just sent Jesus out there.
With his sexy ass.
Oh, that's all she had to do.
Stupid.
Is send Jesus out there
bun.
With that little man bun, y'all. And his little beard, yep. His little bird. That's all she had to do.
He's too busy with the one arm, man.
No. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, he out there
that
with
fist.
Wait, do we really think
it was.
That
it was close.
Are they really a couple? Is that
yes.
what we're
yes.
saying?
Yes, absolutely.
They will be.
But did we ever confirm that Jesus was gay?
He is.
He is. in the show. Okay, he is in the books, or he is.
You can tell
show.
On the. You can tell on the show.
I mean,
too.
Yeah, you know, he's a little effeminate, but that don't mean he's gay.
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean feminine, that.
He's just real light
he's,
on his feet.
He's sensitive. He's sweet. Like a night. He's a really nice guy.
Yo,
what ignorant motherfucker? You hear what he said? What
did he say?
He's not a feminine. He's just a little bit light on his feet.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
No, I definitely think he's gay, and I definitely wish they would just go ahead and say it instead of playing these little games. But after that sexual tension ass fight the that they fight. Had, I was like, okay, yeah, clearly. Because anybody else did that, like if that was Rick and Shane or Rick and Daryl, I wouldn't think like when they fought all the fucking time, and I never got sexual tension.
Man, you see how he jumped out of nowhere though.
Bruh. That's
what I was trying to figure out. I didn't know what the fuck that was. I was like, how did a half zombie jump to the moon? It looked like he ain't had no feet.
Man. And you got that heavy ass hand too. Right. And you still jumped on. What if you hurt him? What if you made him break his arm?
Yeah. He thought he did for me.
Playing around.
I'm so sorry.
And Jesus was smiling the whole time. And he kicked him and they jumped on each other.
So cute.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I hated that scene. It was so whack. Just it go ahead and weird. Just do it.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It was really weird.
And I was, again, that hand was closed. Like, is there a lever on it?
No, was it closed? Was it closed? I thought it was open.
It wasn't closed. It doesn't, it doesn't stay like this.
It looked like it was like this.
Yeah.
I hate that. That fucking Mortal Kombat arm is so fucking stupid. Just let the man not have an arm. Just leave it at that. Like, why is he have? Like, come on, man. Where y'all find this? Somebody made it? If somebody made it, just leave it like this. And that's fine.
I don't mind.
Well, I mean, production-wise, that'll take a lot.
What?
Especially if he's in a lot of scenes. I mean, to not have an arm.
No. Just, yeah, I guess you're right.
You see what I'm saying? Because, like.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. But just, okay, then just make the arm and just make it, like, realistic. Okay, it's a little fucking.
And I think it was as close as they could get to Rick, like in the comics without.
Them. Well, you know what? It plays on the whole blacksmith thing because it looked like it's a blacksmith's arm. So, yeah.
But it moves, bro.
But if it's a blacksmith, I mean, maybe find a way
but
to do it.
But how with the nub, dog?
Bro, yeah. How is he making the hand open
like
a
club? How is he.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I think
that's stupid, man.
I don't know.
Either
it
way.
It has to be a lever on it that he just moved back and forth.
With the whole blacksmith thing, I don't. It's possible.
How's he gonna get with Jesus if he only got? How's he gonna grip?
He'll grip.
Maybe he don't need to grip nothing.
Oh, maybe he's getting grip.
Maybe he's getting grip. Maybe.
Just go ahead and let it happen. Because I thought that's what was coming. I thought it was gonna be y'all have all seen Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
You have not. No. Okay. The sex scene in Brokeback Mountain was the most unbelievable sex scene I've ever seen in my life. And I don't mean unbelievable like, oh my god, it's amazing. It didn't make any sense. Like they're just hanging out and they just randomly just start fucking. And he spits in his hand, goes, and they start fucking. It was random as fuck. And I'm sitting here watching. I'm like, there's no way that that's how this works. Like, you don't just, you've never fucked a guy in your life before and just like, okay, yeah. There's no discussion of who's going to get it and who's going to, there's nothing. It was just bam, bam. So I thought that's what they were going to do with this. I thought he was going to jump on him. They were going to wrestle around a little bit and then they were going to start like kissing or something. But the fact that they didn't, it was just whack.
I like the fact that they didn't because it still gives like, what is the deal? I don't know.
Who's teaching him how to fight? He said it.
Yeah.
Why are you teaching him? All the people in the fucking kingdom and the hilltop.
He's running a community. Think that because we know that, what's his name, Aaron? Mm-hmm. Because Aaron. We know that Aaron is gay, that we assume that that's what that is.
It just felt, maybe, but it just felt like
it
that.
It did. It just felt like that.
I mean, I know, like I said, I know Jesus is real sensitive, but I don't remember anybody saying that he was gay.
They haven't.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of that.
It's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't have a gaydar.
I just thought it was
weird. But it's just the way they wrote his character.
Why are you jumping on dude like that?
Teaching him how to fight.
That's not how you teach somebody to fight.
But it would also be interesting because we know Aaron's gay and we see how they're playful with each other, that it gives us the inkling that Jesus is gay, which then allows him and Daryl to engage in a relationship and us not be surprised.
You saw how Daryl was when he saw him.
I know they were hugging. I was
Daryl
like,
don't hug people.
He don't.
But he saw Aaron and he saw Jesus. Oh, boy, where you been? Stepping on the ass a little bit. But hey, bye.
Don't do that. I just want to go fight.
You want some of this snake? You want a little bite of this snake, bud?
I just want Daryl to be happy.
He's going
to
be happy.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
What's another word for happy?
Don't do that.
You stupid as hell. Moving on. What else we got, man? What happened? What else happened in this episode?
We saw the scars on Derek's back.
Daryl.
Jesus Christ. On Daryl's back. which that was really interesting. So, he has two of the X's.
Yeah.
So I wonder what that could
I
be.
I really wonder what happened.
Up. Yeah.
They got snatched up by somebody.
Which is why she said that in that in that whole committee thing. I remember what happened.
Some sort of newbies came in and probably fucked up, fucked with some people in some sort of way. And that's why she's so protective. Mm-hmm. I need to know what happened between Michonne and Maggie.
Me too.
Bothering me. Like the fact that you don't even want to go to Hilltop. You don't even want to see her, or you can't see her.
She said, I don't know what she'll do if she sees me. That's what Michonne said. I don't know what she'll do if she sees me.
Which is kind of interesting. Think about it. Just because, like, you know, we see that that what's her name? She's left everybody. So there might be something up with that reason why they're not cool no more. Like something,
pumping
something
her like baby, and she got the fuck
out. Yeah, like she's gone out of there. She told Jesus to take over, and then the way also it's like saying like that she's been gone for a very very long time. Mm-hmm. That like Jesus has been in charge for a while, mm-hmm. over and over again. Like something really major happened.
I need to know.
So what you guys think about the community and them coming across? Bernie.
I mean, it was. Oh, but I didn't really care.
Give me another scene. Bernie
was the guy that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No,
he was the one that. Remember, he was. They were talking about him, like, you know how Magna was being kind of bitchy, and they were like, she's been like that since she lost Bernie. Bernie would wear this shirt that Magna hated. And he'd wear it on purpose just to bother her.
He wore it every day for a straight week. It was when they were friend.
Oh, you didn't realize that's who that was?
No, I don't think so. When she said
this is the same her that attacked y'all to begin with,
and she was like, "How do you know?" And then you saw him in this hideous ass shirt,
right?
So yeah.
That was the guy that died.
I thought it was sentimental. I just don't feel like I had enough of an attachment to that group yet to really care about him or the way she reacted.
It wasn't him; it was her, because she's been very stoic. Really, she's been very like not emotional. And then she immediately saw him and broke down.
She done been through some shit. They all been through some shit. And I mean, I get it. I got it. I wasn't invested enough.
I like that part.
I think I'm the same way.
They fucked Bernie up.
I think it's a little too soon.
Yeah. Really?
I do.
Trying to create that connection between with the new group.
Yeah. I liked it.
I thought it was too soon too.
It was too soon for me to care, but I did appreciate how gentle Michonne was with killing him, because you never even saw the sword go through his head.
And I was just waiting on it. The way they shot it, I was like, oh man, it's about to go through his mouth and shit.
So I think if anything, that's the connection that I thought was cool, that she showed compassion, which she has this whole time, even though they don't like the decisions that she's making. She's been compassionate to them. And I think this was just another way, and maybe that is a way that this Magna girl will realize, like, oh, okay, she really not trying to fuck with us like that.
Right.
Yeah, because they were having a bunch of issues with just Deshaun's decisions to take away the weapons, not go. But they cold blooded with them damn slingshots.
And that's what I was going to say. That shit was fucking terrible. Terrible.
Oh my God. Didn't one of them say boom? Didn't one of them make a boom sound? I think it did.
It might have.
It was like, wow. I was like, wait a minute, wait.
They like some superheroes or some type of vigilante team or something.
I was like, what the fuck is in this slingshot? Because I know that's not a pebble.
Went through the zombie's head.
And got a hole in it. Like, I could see through the pebble hole. She paused after two.
The Pusey looking chick. What's her name?
She doesn't look like Pusey.
She looks like Pusey's cousin.
She don't look like Pusey.
Yeah, she does.
She looks like she could be Pusey's cousin.
Don't do that.
Yes, she does. That's Pusey's little sister. Dusey. Anyway, when she fucking did it, she just paused after she did it. I was like, that's not a slingshot.
Was that the one where the zombie, you saw that?
And I saw that in the trailer, and I was like, that's not a slingshot. And then when they finally did it, and the other girl had one too, and then she hit the zombie from like a mile away with the fucking slingshot.
Luke almost got fucked up.
Yes, and she
bopped. Because this dumbass tried to open the car doors and create a barrier.
That was a good move.
He almost walled himself in.
He did.
He's a fucking dumbass. Because didn't he have the instruments and shit, and that's why he almost got killed?
Probably.
It's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
He's trying, man. Give him a chance.
No, that was a good move, but he should have looked behind him first. How you didn't hear that zombie behind you, bro?
Well, all of them kind of was, you know,
he didn't even have a weapon.
He didn't have shit. No, he didn't have nothing. He had a bag.
That's why he's still plump.
See. Yeah, it might be food in that bag. He might be carrying food everywhere he go.
He's trying to hoard.
That's those flutes and that
violin.
Michonne fucked that violin.
Did you see how she looked when they was like, what did you do? She was like, my bad.
I mean, what the fuck got a violin for? Why didn't you just put it down when I asked him? I said, put it down. Just put it down. down. I can't.
Yeah, why can't you? Like, what are you talking about?
He's trying to preserve.
He's an artist.
Heart.
I thought you understand.
Nah, fuck that. That's put stupid. That shit down. This what are you talking about? Why can't you put a violin down?
Right. I don't right. understand. You know what's finally happened? The writing has finally slipped. This season has been stellar writing wise until this episode. So I didn't really care,
really
for, this
care for this episode.
I did not care for this. It wasn't a bad episode. It wasn't whack or trash. I just nothing happened, and I didn't like the direction that they were going.
Felt like normal Walking Dead to me.
Yeah, the past seasons. The ones that were bad.
I thought that was fine, though.
Isn't this the episode before? Isn't next episode a finale?
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like they did. At this stage in the game, it feels like there should be more that.
Yes.
Like, what am I anticipating for this last episode? So, I will give that. Yep. Like, it felt like a filler episode. And with only one episode left, like, I should be like, oh, my God.
Exactly.
I can't wait to watch.
Yeah.
There's no cliffhanger. The episode ended with no cliffhanger. It ended with Dare riding off on his bike.
Find Rosita.
Following the damn dog. I mean, well, how the dog know where the dog is going?
Boy, that dog.
All he said was dog. And the dog just, how do you know? How the fucking dog know where he's going?
Training that dog for last 6 years.
Yeah, he said the dog, like, goes and watches the traps to see if zombies are around us.
But he didn't tell the damn dog, hey, we're going to go look for Eugene.
He's going to look for zombies. The dog is trained to find a zombie.
No, you making excuses for that whack ass episode.
That dog
That's
smart.
A German fucking shepherd.
Most intelligent dog.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I didn't love this one.
I didn't think it was bad. I mean,
it was good.
It was okay.
When you think about it in the grand scheme of like where we are in the season, they should have done more.
I guess I didn't think it was so bad because like we haven't seen. You know, we haven't seen Daryl, and it was cool to see him again. It was cool to see that interaction again with him and Carol. So I like that. Like that whole any time they were together, it was cool for me again. Because once again, like we always talk about Carol, and we talk about Daryl and them together, but we still like honestly in the grand scheme of things, as a show as a whole, we haven't seen them that much together. Really think about it, right? Yeah. So when you get to see them, see them together again, they seem to be cool and she's also like the only person that like can talk to him and like he's actually like takes all those barriers down and everything. It was cool seeing that. It was also cool seeing that kid kind of like slowly adjust to him. Like I love that scene between them when they were like he was telling him like, I told you not to come out here with me. Why did you come out here with me? He came out there and he helped him out. You know, it was like it was stupid, but at the same time it was cool to see them kind of get along. And then you see Carol in the background watching how they got along with each other. Like I thought all that was cool.
It just dragged too much.
Yeah, I also think another reason why I like this episode more is just because now that I know that Cutlass was a part of the who played Abraham on the show, he directed that episode.
I
thought that was pretty dope. Like they brought him back and be a part of the show.
Maybe that was the problem.
It might have been that
because the episode didn't have the same feel as the other ones. It was just very dry.
I mean, but if you think about it, last episode and have it like it was drastically different from all the other episodes that we've had this season.
I don't think so.
I don't think that was the direction. I think that was the writing though, because he was given the script and had to create and had to direct the script that he was given.
But I didn't even think the directing was that great. It just seemed like the scenes didn't interest me. The whole like I said, the whole slingshot shit. Like I know that's not really the directing. That is the writing, but. Well, I mean, I assume it's the same writer. So, did she have an off day?
I don't know who wrote this episode.
Right, we don't know. You know, because some shows they have different writers every episode.
Yeah, but I thought they had the same chick that's been writing all of these episodes
Angela,
for this.
The showrunner.
Kang.
Yeah, Angela Kang.
I don't know.
The showrunner.
Well, either way, I didn't love this episode. I was actually very disappointed when it ended. I was like, really? Because there was no tension built. Because just like you said, I didn't know that the season or the mid-season finale. It's mid-season, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know the mid-season finale was next episode until I rewatched it today. And I was like, wait.
You know, I kind of mentioned this like either the last episode, the episode before that. But to me, this whole new section of the show feels like a brand new season to me. And I feel like this episode was kind of getting us used to these new characters, bringing them in, showing that they are part of the show officially now. Like, we kind of got a taste of that last episode.
But add some tension. There was no tension.
Yeah, but we're going to get that anyway the next episode.
No, because you know what would have been perfect when the other little cute one with the deaf one. I don't remember her name either.
Connie.
Yeah, the one with the good hair. Connie with the good hair. When she stopped and was just like, I hear something. I was like, oh, here we go. They're about to attack.
Yeah.
And then they didn't even see anything and nothing happened. You remember that?
But somebody was still watching. Who do you think that was?
Yeah.
Well, I know who it was. I just can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember that? When they were riding to the hilltop.
She heard something?
Yeah, she saw something.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Damn, you said here?
No, I'm saying how she know that something was happening?
She saw something because she's deaf. So
how she? Oh, she got
the other senses.
She got them Daredevil. Oh, no, Daredevil's blind.
The other senses be heightened. So it's like she saw something in the distance and it was like, no, it's nothing.
Did they ever show us?
No, they didn't. And that's what I'm saying is the problem. It's like that would have been a perfect time for you to give some more indication of what's going on. And I get you. They did kind of.
They hinted
from the camera. They showed that someone was looking.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Give us a little bit of something to be like, oh, shit, oh, this is crazy.
Maybe.
How the fuck they all learn sign language?
I don't know.
All of them know sign language.
Yeah, Sadiq, all the new
Sadiq
guys
knows sign language.
Oh, did he? I didn't even notice he did.
Yeah. You sure?
No, I don't think
he's talking about.
I think he's trying to like pick up on certain things. I don't think he knows.
Lame like that. Like he would try to pick up.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to pick up on things.
The other one knows. Like Magna knows sign language.
Mm-hmm. You don't know how long they've been together. I'm sure.
Even if it's 3 years, how are you just gonna figure this
shit
out?
You
know how hard sign language is to learn.
Yeah,
like but all this shit, and you in the zombie apocalypse,
bro. You run
away from zombies. You got time to be like
Mike I'm over here, bankhead bouncing.
Like, what the fuck that bitch say? What the fuck she say about me? I know she talk about me.
Because if someone coming behind me, I need
to know. She can't let you know.
Don't be like.
No, I think they've had plenty of time to kind of learn it.
Yeah, I don't know. I need some of them to die.
Because I don't think they're all. I don't think they're fluid in it. The way.
And I mean her, because the little Kenny whatever is her sister, right? So I mean she could teach them.
Yeah, she translates for all the time. So they probably just know enough to like understand certain things that she says and everything.
Okay, so then Pusey needs to die then. So that
no,
that's
not I like her.
That is
Pusey. I like so her, man.
I do too, but I feel like she's gonna be the one that we get the most connected to, and then they gotta kill her.
Like they did Pusey.
Man, that broke me down.
I can't even watch.
You know what?
Oh, it's sad.
I like her, but you might be right. That would be throwback Walking Dead.
Yeah, because you don't care about the deaf chick. If the deaf chick died, you wouldn't really care that much. If Magna died, it'd be like, oh, the warrior died. But if Pusey ass died,
you wouldn't care if the deaf chick died.
Pusey.
Not really.
Really? I think I would care if the deaf chick died.
Nah.
Already?
Not already.
That's what I mean.
I'm just saying I can see her being a big part of the show, and then you get attached to her, and then she dies. Like, oh snap, the deaf chick died.
I feel like we'd get more attached to Pusey.
I don't think so. Not me personally.
Because she's young and she's real sweet.
Yeah,
she's
but she's
always trying to help.
Real name.
I don't but know she seems.
But here's the thing. We're going to learn it today. What it say in the notes?
She do not want it to be called Pusey.
This little baby Pusey.
But nah, like, I don't know, man. It's just, I wouldn't be surprised if she died, I guess.
Yeah.
Because she seems like a little hot-headed. So it's just like, oh.
Does she?
To me, she does.
I don't think she does. I think she seems very like,
She was the one that was ready to leave.
Only because they want to take her weapons.
Yeah.
Right. But before that, remember before that, she was like, no, let's go with them. I don't want to go back out there.
Right. But then she showed a side of her that was kind of hot-headed. It's like, well, nah, we made it this far by ourselves. Okay.
And I think it's Kelly. All right.
Kelly is her name.
That's what
it says. Connie and Kelly.
Kusey.
They're the ones with the slingshots, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's Kelly.
Mm, it's Kelly. But y'all really didn't care for this episode that much.
Yeah, y'all can keep it.
Wow. I mean, it was all right. I liked it.
I just don't like it as the eighth or seventh, whatever episode it is. Considering that we have the mid-season finale, I felt like this.
For me, it felt like being that we didn't see that much out of this episode, that means that whatever's going to happen this next episode. Gotta be crazy. The fact that we're not gonna be able to see the show again until February, March. Like this next episode gotta be crazy.
They gotta end strong because this is the season that could bring some viewers back. So they have to end strong. But I don't think they're gonna do what I was originally thinking that they were gonna do because you don't read the comics.
How did I want to say that? Only person on the mic right now that reads the comments is you and Mike. I mean, you and Ken.
Yeah.
Shit.
And the thing is, this is not giving a spoiler or anything, but I just got caught up to where this certain storyline ends, and my mouth was wide open reading the fucking book.
Well, I'm the only one that doesn't know because she got spoiled online.
By who the...
Just she was just online
talking zombies.
Oh, that's whack. Somebody told you?
No,
she always does this, man. It pisses me off every time. I'm like, stay offline.
Yeah, you have Googles. To.
I tell her
why.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what are you doing?
Did you tell him?
No.
Okay, good. If they do we talked about this before, but I don't think it was on the mic. Mm. If they do on this show what they just did in the comic when I read it, like when they ended this storyline, mm-hmm. if they do that shit, which I don't think they'll do because I think they're scared. If they do that shit, that will make me love this show again.
Well,
wholeheartedly.
Based on like the when I listened to the last episode, I think I have a pretty good idea of what's gonna happen. I still don't want to talk about it just in case I
bro
don't know.
You don't. I'm telling you.
All right,
you
have we'll see. We'll see.
Like I'm serious. When I read that shit, I immediately put my computer down.
I'm not talking about what you read. I'm talking about the overall idea of what it is. I think I have a good idea thanks to Khan. Asking the question.
That's not my fault.
It is your fault. No, it is. No. It was.
But that's that part's not going, oh, wow.
It's our podcast. it's our podcast. Of course I'm going to listen.
I know,
right?
I'm telling you. I don't think they can end this season that way. Mm-mm. I mean, this mid-season, but I think they will end the season that way. And I'm telling you, it's going to fuck people up if they do that. Because that shit made me like.
We need that.
I was like, oh my God.
Well, Daryl was in the comic book, so they don't know what happened to us.
I mean, the books and the comics are all mixed up.
Yeah, they might lose a lot of.
They
lot
will.
Of
might?
Yeah, they're going to.
I think everybody will start watching at that point.
Yeah, I'm not going to start watching.
If Daryl died?
Said you were going to start watching?
Right.
Two episodes. On a whole other lane. No,
I ain't going anywhere.
I'm not leaving if Daryl dies.
You say you're not if Daryl dies?
Don't stifle him, Ken.
I'm not leaving just because Daryl dies. But I don't think they're going to. If they kill Daryl, it'll be next season. They're not going
to
kill him this season.
And he'll have to ask off.
I think. I was just about to say that. Yeah, he's not. It's going to happen. Like with him saying, like I want to get off the show and do other things.
But now, why do you think?
Motorcycle show.
Why do you think? And we can. I mean, I know we're probably running long. But how do? Why do you think Maggie chose to go off with Georgie of all people?
Who is
Remember
Georgie?
They were.
She was an old white lady that showed up and was like, "Give me some records and I'll show you how to survive."
Oh,
that's who she went with.
Yeah, that person at all.
Yeah, you
don't remember.
She had like, plans on how to make the windmills.
Yeah, she's the one who gave
that?
Them all
she was
those.
In the van, like they saw her like in the back. She had all this book in the back.
She had
of the
twins.
And gave it to Rick,
you don't remember that?
No,
something had to happen with Herschel.
No,
ain't nothing wrong with Herschel. No. She took Herschel with her.
I mean, obviously, we knew that Maggie was leaving because they announced that. Mm-hmm. We just don't know why. But when they said that she's with Georgie, I was like, why the fuck would she go off with
her? I wonder if something went down with them then.
With who?
At Hilltop?
Well, with the whole Michonne and Daryl thing, I wonder if something went down with that group of people.
Oh, well, so the community. Well,
the like group we just got finished talking about, the one that gave the plans and stuff and all that.
No, I don't
think so.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Some man went down
know.
With them, possibly.
They didn't seem like, I mean, I know we can't really tell, but they didn't really seem like the type to
aggressives.
Be. Yeah, no, they just seemed like they wanted to help people.
I will say, y'all remember when Michonne was guiding them there and those people from Hilltop came down, the horses and everything?
Those spears.
Yeah, that
are you from Hilltop?
Right, that means something to me also as well because that means like. To me that says something really did happen to the point that they got like that type of system going now where there's people out
Maggie
going
went
out
about
there.
The bullshit.
Right.
What do you mean?
Just the fact that they have like armor, like they have weapons and spears on horses when they're traveling or whatever. So,
it's security.
I don't look too much.
But do you not think that like. The same thing is going on at Alexandria where they got people like Ashley out there on horses and like coming up to you being like, you know, where did you come from? And
well, I think they were leaving.
Yeah.
And they were heading to Alexandria. Mm-hmm. They just crossed paths.
Okay.
Remember they said that they were going to tell Alexandria that they found
one of theirs.
What's her name?
Yeah. It was more about that.
Okay.
Cutting off Michonne.
That seems
but
so
I did like, yeah, it was. It felt very
forced.
Yeah.
Yes. Lord of the Rings-ish.
Carol is still a badass though. And I like that had
She's
her like on deck ready to
with the bow and arrow.
I will say that's
that
like,
tight.
I agree with Mike when I listened to the last episode that I thought she was turning into a softie too.
Oh yeah,
and for a minute, for a hot second, I did. That's yeah, crazy. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did think yeah. that.
I'm glad she's
when
not
she
though.
Burned them mm-hmm. motherfuckers up. Oh, yeah. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, go Carol.
You won't see this again, motherfucker. I know.
And the other thing that I picked up is that Michonne is definitely they got this council or this government or whatever. She is definitely running shit.
Who? Mm-hmm.
Michonne is definitely running shit. Like, she's super badass Michonne.
And I think
now.
I said that, right? I said that I think if anybody's running it, it'll be Michonne. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you know, it just, it almost seems like they're not fearful of her, but they definitely don't want to cross. Yeah.
They're not going to disrespect her.
Iron Arm Aaron.
She's
seemed like
the
he was
superior in this situation. Yeah. She's the most skilled fighter.
Yeah.
Probably on the show now.
She's been out there the longest.
Sure. I mean, with the exception of Carol. Right. I mean, and Daryl, I guess. Yeah, they the top three, basically, right. You know.
Yeah, that was the one takeaway. It was just like the things that they were saying about her, other people were saying about her.
Michonne is that, you know, bitch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Michonne is definitely the one. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was weird that they also had her afraid of Maggie.
You know, I don't think she was afraid.
Yeah, I don't think she was afraid. Yeah.
I think that she just respects her and she doesn't want to upset her. And she understands that, she understands everybody's role and the importance of the order of things, because she was trying to do that before Rick died, trying to get the, you know, the books and the laws and the all charter. That together, charter, whatever. So I think she just doesn't want to upset her because she doesn't want to disrupt the flow of everything, which is probably why she was like, what the fuck, when she realized Maggie went there.
She didn't want to have to fuck Maggie up. She said, you don't know what Maggie will do if she sees me. I don't think Michonne is really like, well, no. Maggie might whoop my ass.
Nah.
She's like, I don't want to have to fuck Maggie up.
Right.
So I don't know how she's going to act when I get there.
Right, right.
That's how I took that shit. Maggie can't fight. Who asked Maggie going to
whoop?
I mean,
she pulled out Negan.
Oh, that was some bullshit, though.
She didn't pull
and
Negan
threw him. Yes, she did. And threw him with one arm. She did do that.
She beat up a drunk.
Negan.
She was drunk?
No, she beat up Negan. That drunk guy, remember?
No, oh, but he, no, he's talking about when she went.
I know,
to
that's what I'm saying. She she didn't pull out Negan.
Yes, she did.
But she did beat up the drunk.
She did. She beat up the drunk old man, but she threw Negan with one arm.
He was a
Negan
drunk wasn't old even man. Trying. He was. It's not that difficult.
Yeah. No, Maggie's not a fighter like that. Like she's not whooping nobody's ass. Michonne ain't afraid
know
of
what
Maggie.
Happened in these
oh, Jesus is a
maybe Maggie whooped. Maybe Michonne whooped Maggie's ass, so Maggie's mad about it.
Yeah,
maybe that's what happened.
But a lot can happen in 6 years, man.
I was saying Jesus is a badass too.
Oh, he's always been a badass.
He beat up Daryl and Rick. Y'all remember that shit?
Yep.
Oh, he sure did.
Jesus don't fuck around.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool when it opens up. I mean, nobody probably really knows this but me. When it opens up, Jesus is sitting there and he's listening to records.
Mm-hmm.
The band that he's listening to is a band called Jesus and the Mary Chain. And I was like, I wonder if they, because when it started out, I was like, I know the song. And I was like, that's weird. This isn't a band. It didn't even fit the scenery. But then when it went up into the room and he was sitting back listening to it, I was like, okay, this makes sense. Because he looks like this little man bun hipster type that would like that kind of band. And I thought it was cool that he's just sitting there, the only person in the room listening to records.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, this is actually kind of interesting, the way they're trying to force back that normal, like, idea of what society is. Mm-hmm. It was just interesting to me.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the whole part about the Neanderthals that Luke was talking about,
mm-hmm.
remember we're talking about, he said basically that they that the reason why they were able to work things out was because of art or music, and they gathered around and shared stories.
Oh.
And that was able to store us. But
I liked it, Ken.
I didn't like that shit. That shit was corny as hell. Why are we still here and the Neanderthals are gone?
No, but bitch. I think it kind of
speaks to that scene.
Yes, them being the Neanderthals and how they need to reestablish a community. They need to have that fair that they really want to have so people
what
can come together.
What the fuck is the fair? Like a county fair? Like
yeah,
what?
They want to have a fair. They want to bring people together. It is some bullshit.
Thank you.
It's for real some bullshit, but that's what he's trying to say. We need to get everybody together.
Nigga, I don't like Luke.
We ain't got time for that. No,
like
Ferris
either,
wheels.
Right. And we got people
they're trying to live a
shit.
Normal life,
yeah.
though.
We don't
they're
need a fair.
The games are like them killing zombies and stuff like that.
Nah. That's what Governor was doing.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Had done that. Yeah,
no.
That was a bad idea.
That was a real bad idea. But no, Luke needs to go on somewhere with this idealistic bullshit.
Yeah,
this seemed like some shit that Rod would do in the zombie apocalypse. He'd be like, nah, we need art. Nah, man, just be cool. Just let's just sit down and talk about it. Why y'all being so Neanderthalish?
Yeah, the art
we'd be like, man, Rod, if you don't get your ass out of here.
I was feeling new. Up until the part where he said the art stuff, like the art thing, that kind of like
drawing
the
fucking
he was like,
pictures.
We need art in this world.
You do.
Yeah, like,
no,
it art goes all the way back into the beginning of times. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but
he
not,
didn't make
but
any
not
sense.
In this world.
He sure the fuck didn't.
But
make
the Neanderthal
sense.
In time,
yeah, that makes sense.
I was like,
the,
oh,
the art.
Yeah. What are y'all talking about? Like that is history,
bruh.
Jesus,
we do not need.
And you know this, Mike?
No, I love art. Y'all know I love art.
Right.
I'm just saying, right now. is not the time to be sitting around talking about art. Just because you got your little raggedy little thing chopped in half, you want to cry about it.
In this zombie apocalypse, they are Neanderthals. Like another
hour. They're not Neanderthals, though. They haven't. This has been 6 years later, and they've clearly established communities.
Through 9 seasons.
Okay, yeah, back in the day they might have been, but now it's like, why are you talking about this shit now? Just because you want to play instruments and teach little kids how to fucking blow a flute. Nah, bro. Right. Do nobody need your old Michael Bolton bullshit? Get the fuck out of here, Kenny G ass motherfucker.
They are at in a position to reestablish order.
They already have.
To
it,
with 7 or 8 seasons before that, they were acting out of control. They were Neanderthals. But now that things have come into some sense of normalcy,
no, it's temporary.
They can come back together and have a fair. And,
exactly. And it's temporary. So what are you going to do in the zombie show? Are you going to blow a horn at them? What you going to do? You going to play the violin at him? Luke is worthless.
Nah, you have...
Luke is worthless. I mean,
that's what they have the guards the and stuff for.
I mean, I get it. And, you know, he touched Michonne's arm and was just like, you know, trying to make this little connection. But I was like, man, if you don't shut the fuck up right now.
He need to go be with Daryl too.
Yes. Yes. He needs to go be with Daryl. Daryl would have slapped the shit out of him with that bullshit. Like, what is that? A violin? Violin. Violin.
To protect us against the zombies.
Violin. Daryl ain't trying to hear that shit. Daryl wants to hear some ZZ Top or something. He ain't trying to hear nobody playing no fucking violin. Rather like
Daryl being a badass with the, you know, getting out of the zombie thing with the zombies attacking him and he's stuck in mud and shit.
He didn't really seem like a badass.
Yeah, just kind of just got out of it.
Because you was climbing for that knife for like 10 minutes and then you remembered you had another one?
Right.
Why'd it took you so fucking long? But I was just going to be mad they killed that fucking dog. I don't like when they have animals in shows. We've discussed this. Or movies. And I know they're going to kill the dog. I know they are. I know they're going to kill the fucking dog.
Like they did the tiger.
Like they did fucking Sheba, yeah, Shimba, whatever the fuck her
that
name
shit
was.
Broke my heart.
Yeah. Me too. Really? I'm like, man, just leave animals out of this shit.
They ain't do nothing.
Nah.
They don't.
They're just going to keep breaking Daryl's heart through this whole show.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
That's his place on the show.
Because I bet you the dog dies next episode.
Are you serious?
I bet you. That's going to be the
take.
That's why he looked all sad in the trailer. Yep.
Man, he can't take all that. He just lost his best friend. Now he's about to lose his other best friend.
Not dog.
6 years ago.
Dog. Dog. It's been a bit. You saw him. He was over there with the. Oh my bad. You saw him. He had the little thing. He was peeking over the wall. I bet you that's when the dog gets eaten by the zombies.
Dog is not getting eaten.
Dog's gonna look. They would not introduce the dog like this if they weren't going to kill him.
Dog is gonna be there for the rest of the.
No.
As long as Daryl's there,
I guarantee the dog dies. If not this episode, then at least at some point next season, the dog will die.
Yeah,
they can't do that to Daryl, man.
Yeah, it's a sacrifice. Yeah,
they can't keep doing this to Daryl.
They always do this to Daryl.
I know, but come on now.
That's his character, right?
This hurt Daryl's heart.
Yep. Because that might be, because you don't know what's coming, but that might be the impetus that we need for Daryl to be a bat. Because think about it. Besides Michonne, who else is left that really has that berserker rage that Rick had? Nobody. Like, if something really was to go down right now, let's say a fucking herd comes and blows through the fucking town, who besides Michonne and Daryl have that in, and Carol,
yeah,
has that berserker rage? That's it.
Shout out to Wolverine.
Right. Yeah, all these nerds get that. But I'm just saying, like, nobody else has that. Daryl has it. So that might be when that dog dies, Daryl's going to bug the fuck out.
But last thing that popped in my head, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Why does Hilltop have a president and an elected president in Alexandria?
Oh, why they have the committee and why they don't? They're still running on leadership.
Because I think it's because Hilltop already had that. Remember, Alexandria had to just be kind of created because there was nobody
Gregory
there.
Was okay
because Gregory was running the place before. Yeah. Then it went to Maggie. Then Maggie gave to Jesus. But Alexandria never really had that. They didn't have anything.
Right.
Right. Ever since the
Bruce Jenner face chick, right? So she was kind of overseeing things, but
then Rick died because Rick was running it. Rick died, so I guess they decided, hey, let's do things smarter than Rick did and create a committee.
There you go with that shit.
Michonne was the one. That started
You know, it's a good idea.
It was a good idea.
I don't know.
Michonne's still running shit though.
She's the head of security. That's what you guys keep leaving out. Security.
Man. That's what she wants. She's accepting her role as head of security, but she is running Alexandria. She's going to respect order because government needs, you know, you got to respect.
Yeah.
You know,
you got the House of Representatives and you got the Senate.
Yeah. And
then you got Trump.
Yeah.
So Michonne was Trump, huh?
That's what black women do. They make us think we running shit. Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, they the one that's really running.
Yeah. Like, she is like the president though.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
But anyway.
I don't know. We'll see what happens tonight. Not tonight, sorry. For you guys.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens tonight. Wink wink.
Yeah. And then we'll come and talk about the mid-season finale.
It better be good.
I hope so too.
It has to be.
I hope so too.
It's trash on my life.
You think Maggie's gonna show up in this one?
Nope.
Damn.
I think Maggie is gone until probably closer to like the middle of the next season.
Hmm.
Because I do think I know what they're doing with her and Georgie. It's just a matter of I don't really care.
Is Georgie the older lady?
Georgie is the old lady that showed up with those two.
Gotcha.
The two, I think they were women. Two twin women, and they were just making lame jokes. Well, that was the thing. It's like, I think I might have mentioned this before, maybe off camera though, or off podcast, was when they introduce people, they don't ever just do it and then they're gone and they just never bring them up again. They're always going to come back at some point.
Mm-hmm.
When they brought Georgie in, her story was way too detailed.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, absolutely. You know what I mean? It's I just want records. That's all I want.
Yeah.
And I have this community that I've already built. I wonder if she's... No, I think we'd have known that if she was the helicopter people, huh?
Yeah, she's not the helicopter.
Yeah, we'd have known that already.
Yeah. But I did always wonder, like, damn, we're not going to see them anymore? Like, what the hell? She came and went?
Yeah, one episode. That's crazy. I just don't care enough about Maggie to be like, well, damn, this is fucked up. Like, I got to know what Maggie is. I don't really care.
That's why I think they're going to kill her.
You think they're going
to
kill Maggie?
They got to bring her back to kill her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they're going to bring her back.
And then kill her?
Yeah, they're going to bring her back next season.
I bet that's going to be part of the season finale.
Or the mid-season?
No, the season finale.
Oh, okay.
That's what, yeah.
Hmm.
God damn, I wish y'all read the fucking books.
I'm glad I don't. I hate that y'all do.
Why?
Anyway. I hate that. I don't like that. I hate like people that read the books and then
how dare you read?
Right. I be like that about movies and shit. Like, I'm like, why are you reading the book? Like, I hate it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I don't get
it. It's cool because then you get to see how the show treats the stories.
Right.
So it's just, it's
I've had this argument with her so many times.
Just,
like,
just let it go.
But as a filmmaker, I want the film first, not the book first.
Oh.
Yeah.
As a writer, I want the story first.
Yeah,
right.
I got you.
Because the movie comes from a story.
All right, well, we'll find out. So that's going to do it for us. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.